Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream. After a season like no other, there's just so much to unpack. We need to keep talking about it all summer long. We are Triple M Footy.
Oh, it's game on!
Thanks to Brighton's lawyers.
B-O-L-D goal!
This is Triple M's Summer Session.
Yes, hour two of our show with Maroon and Hoops. Remembering, of course, next week the All-Stars is live on the Triple M network. And so too, the Charity Shield will be calling those games for you. And then we'll jump straight into the season. First big match we have is Melbourne Storm versus the Rabbitohs. So I hope you can join us across the season. But we're looking forward to it, Hoops. We're pumped for a brand new season.
What an opener. The Storm and the Bunnies, yeah. They hate each other, those two clubs. I love the rivalries in rugby league. And you got two of the most esteemed coaches in Wayne Bennett and Craig Bellamy. And those two genuinely dislike one another. And the best part is that once upon a time, they were great mates and master and apprentice. But it will be on like Donkey Kong in round one when those two clash.
Yeah, I can't wait for that game. And that's going to be a great round, the first round. We'll have four or five games live for you in the Triple M network. Now, we talk about that rivalry. It's tradition. Rivalry is tradition in rugby league. And so is cheer girls. So we're going to talk more about that a little bit later on.
I know you're devastated about this, Anthony.
Yeah, you know where I'm coming from.
They have torpedoed the cheer girls, the pom-poms at Parramatta.
We're going to talk more about that in I Call BS. But not only that, Maroon Confidential spotted.
Gangbusters, Maroon Confidential.
NRL legend spotted in a Sydney hospital getting spoon-fed chicken noodle soup. Can it be true? Well, it is.
Whoa.
We'll give you more details on that.
Well, actually, I think I might have an inkling who that could be. Yeah.
It shocked
me. He's a big name, that bloke. He used to whack back in the day, too, when he was on the field.
I think he still whacks, just quietly. And not only that, he's famous.
He might whack you if you're not careful.
If you don't know who he is also famous for eating 40 fish fingers in one sitting. Who are we talking about? Hang around for Maroon Confidential.
No, I think, isn't that, I'll tell you, speaking of fish fingers,
go on.
Your old general manager of football, Shane Richardson, I'm pretty sure he held some sort of record for eating the most number of fish fingers in one sitting.
I think Richo put them in the blender. That's where you got them. Richo put them in the blender with a couple of nips of scotch. Yeah, nothing like it. Hello, Richo and the beautiful Katie,
horrendous.
If you're listening.
We're going
to play a song. We'll come back. It's the Triple M NRL Summer Session.
Triple M Summer Session. Thanks to Brighton's lawyers. They commit, protect and succeed.
This is Triple M's Summer Session. Thanks to Brighton's lawyers. The footy returns next week with, of course, the All-Stars game on Saturday night. Right now, it's time for this.
From the makers of The Earth is Flat and I'm Only Having One Beer comes... I Call BS.
All right, so this is where we just have a little bit of a whinge, what's on our mind, what's been annoying us. My week got off to a bad start, and I'm going to tell you what's happened at my place. Hoops, my son James, he's 24 years old, he's temporarily moved home. He's using...
Jimmy Maroon.
We've got this fancy coffee machine that Christine bought. Finally working out how to use it. This palooka has got up, I don't know if he did it on purpose or he didn't mean to do it, but he's changed the setting on it so that it only gives you printouts in French. So if you can't read French, it calls the coffee in French words. What coffee do you want? It's asking you in French. It's not saying it, but it's got a little screen on it.
Does the coffee machine talk?
No, it doesn't talk.
Right, okay.
But what it prints out is now written in French.
Okay.
So you go, I think I've got it right. I push go on it, and you get a cup of coffee that's about 3 millimetres. You know, one of these fancy...
Well, why don't you ask Jimmy to change it back?
Oh, because, he avoids me. Was it a late night shake-up? I think it was.
Did he do it late of an evening one night? He hadn't been into your gummy bear stash again, had he?
I think he had.
Right.
You know, he's...
That's a concern.
He sets off the smoke alarms, mate.
That's why now speaking French.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Giving me messages.
You've only got yourself to blame. And as usual, I can't believe how much you whinge about your family.
I know.
They're lovely people.
Well, they're not.
And you just come on and you got a box of lemons every week, hunk into one, spit the pips out, then bang into the next.
I don't whinge about the grandkids.
Please. Maybe not on air that much.
Yeah.
No, I know you do love them, mate. But fair dinkum. If I was Christine, I'd be looking for an upgrade.
Well, this is what I really want to have a whinge about. Parramatta Reels have taken this announced to members that they won't be having cheer girls this season. Doesn't fit in with their game day plan, their game day entertainment. And I just think, you know, cheer girls at Parramatta, if you're old, I'm 55 years old, I can go back to the Cumberland Cowgirls. Cheer girls at Parramatta, as they are in rugby league and institution, the great Monique Carroll does a wonderful job with the Parramatta Cheer Girls, as she's done with Manly and South and everyone else over the years. Why can't we have Cheer Girls? I like Cheer Girls. I like looking at the Cheer Girls. The Cheer Girls like doing what they do. I mean, why do we have to not like Cheer Girls anymore?
Do you think it is political correctness? Road that they're going down?
Yeah, it's
that
ridiculous.
Why? Yeah. Well, hang on. Souths brushed their cheer girls years ago.
And it was stupid.
Didn't Rusty bring in the marching band?
The drummers.
Where is the little drummer boy
the
now?
Drummers.
Does he still have a crack with Reggie the Rabbit?
No, they're all up at Nana Glen. And when Russ turns up.
They're at the Blind Rabbit at Nana Glen.
No, they just line the driveway. And as he's driving down in the Bentley, they just play Eye of the Tiger.
No, on a serious note, I'm with you, Anthony. All the cheer girls who are involved in the game of rugby league. I heard one of them interviewed on a rival station during the week. She made some terrific points. She said, look, all the girls are genuinely keen on dance. They may not want to play rugby league, but they want to be involved in the game. And so they don't want to go out and get bashed up every week playing the game themselves. But this is their opportunity to maintain an interest around the sport. So I do think that, yeah, a lot of clubs are going down the road of political correctness. I remember the Bulldogs did it years ago. I'm not sure if they've gone back or not now. I don't think they have. Mm. It was when Ray Lancaster was in charge, and I remember they decided they were also going to get rid of their cheer girls. I'm with you, Anthony. I think cheer girls have been part of the fabric of the game for so many years now. And if the girls want to be involved and they're happy to have a crack at doing that, they're getting paid. They have to train damn hard at dancing to be able to perform all the various routines that they do. So I can't see why clubs need to torpedo that.
And let me be quite clear here, Hoops. I'm not trying to please everyone or say the right thing. I don't want cheer guys. I don't want drummers. I don't want to see a tug of war. I want to see cheer girls.
Okay.
Just like I used to see in the 70s, 80s, 90s, and so on. I mean, now we don't even get the reserves or the under 21s. No,
Trying to, Peter Volandis is trying to bring that back this year.
Right.
He is trying to make a game day experience where you do get the three grades and you can follow the progress of younger players coming through the system at your club. It's another great initiative from PVL. But in relation to the cheer girls, I am with you, Anthony. I think a lot of people are being forced into this position and making decisions based on political correctness rather than the bigger picture of the community.
Would you like to call BS on anything,
Hoops? I would like to call BS. I'd like to call BS on the Penrith Panthers and specifically their coach, Ivan Cleary. I spoke to Arthur Laundy, who's the Bulldogs' major sponsor, Laundy Hotels, came on board last year, earlier this week, and he made a great point in relation to this whole Matt Burton Mexican standoff contract brouhaha. He said Ivan Cleary, when he was at the West Tigers, decided that he wanted to get out of that contract, and he found a way.
Yes.
He was allowed to break that contract. Now, this summer already, the Panthers have let go five players who are under contract. Josh Mansour, Dane Laurie, Jack Hetherington, who was also allowed to go to the Bulldogs, Dean Farre, and there's another one as well who I've missed, right? So I can't understand, Zane Tedavano was, I can't understand why, when the Panthers are prepared to let all those other players go, right? Matt Burton has got Nathan Cleary, Jerome Luai, Tyrone May, and the Penrith also signed Jamin Salmon, who's been a young playmaker with big things earmarked for him for many years now, hasn't quite been able to take the next step, but is absolutely solid quality depth in terms of your halves in that position. So the point I would make is, if this was Ivan's son, if it was Nathan who wanted to release to go and join another club because he was stuck behind a procession line of quality halves in front of him, well, would he be holding him back at this stage of his career, or would he let him go?
Absolutely, 100% agree with you and Arthur Laundy on this one. If you're Ivan Cleary's mother, you'd be saying, Ivan, it's not one rule for you and one rule for everyone else.
Would you get the umbrella out?
Give him a whack.
Give him a little clip around the ears.
Throw the shoe at him. Yes. Look, we're going to take a break. That was I Call BS for today. We'll come back with more. And we'll get onto some serious topics too all pertinent to the great game of rugby league here on the Triple M NRL Summer Session.
Triple M Summer Session. Thanks to Bryden's Lawyers. They commit, protect and succeed.
Triple M's Summer Session. It's a show all about rugby league across the summer. But of course, this is our last show for the year because next week we move into NRL proper because we've got the All-Stars coming up. But right now, Cam Smith, I am kind of surprised. I'm not surprised. I'm very surprised, Hoops, that this Cameron Smith business still hasn't been put to bed. Now, we are less than a month away from the kickoff of the NRL season. The first game's a Melbourne game. And we still don't know what Cameron Smith is doing.
Wake me up when it's over, Anthony. Mm. He's an out-and-out champion. He's achieved every single honour that there is in the game of rugby league. He will be remembered as one of the greatest hookers that has ever laced a boot. But this hoo-ha and malarkey and carry-on and jibber-fest and the fact that we're still wasting oxygen talking about it now, part of me thinks Cameron must enjoy it. It must be like his little salute to the media because he has been in the eye of the storm with the media at many times over the course of his career. I think, and I'm guessing, I don't know, but the more the days tick by, the more that I think he will probably end up at the Gold Coast Titans.
Mm. But wouldn't it be fair to say that the three clubs we are talking about here are obviously Melbourne, the Gold Coast, and to a lesser extent, the Broncos. Don't these three teams, from a salary cap point of view, need to know what's going on?
The Melbourne Storm have made it clear Cameron won't be playing for them this season, so you can cross them out. The Broncos, I'm crossing out based on the fact that Cameron loathed and used to get himself up for playing the Broncos every single time that the Melbourne Storm ran out against them, based on the fact that they overlooked him as a young kid when he was in that junior nursery and system. That's why he ended up becoming an all-time decorated legend with the Storm. The Gold Coast, I don't know, I just get the feeling as though, especially as the weeks tick by and we get closer to kickoff and all the rest of it, they've got the money there. They have got money available, stockpiled in their salary cap. If they want to go and sign Cameron Smith, they can. I'm with you. It is a bit of a unique scenario in that he just strolls in and doesn't do that much of a preseason, but he's only done 473,000 of them over the course of his career anyway. He doesn't need another preseason. He's a machine. He's the ultimate professional. And he could stroll in a day before the Gold Coast round one match and the Titans would be an infinitely better team. And I'd argue that automatically they become a top four threat. So I think, I don't know, the longer that it drags on and we don't hear anything from Cameron, the more that I think he's a big chance of landing there.
Okay, Joey Johns, the great Andrew Johns, had this to say about Cam Smith and the Gold Coast Titans.
I hope he doesn't play for the Gold Coast Titans. It just wouldn't look right with him playing in another jersey. And those champions, you just want to see him playing for one club. If he wanted to, he could play for another 3 years because his game is built on smart, not built on speed or strength. He's just so clever.
Well, this could go either way. Cam Smith going to the Gold Coast Titans. I mean, Titans could go back to business as usual. Or the other thing is it could be like Tom Brady going to Tampa.
Yeah, which is the narrative that a lot of people have pushed over the course of the last month. It has got that feel about it. And as much as I know it'll be a thorn in your side, Anthony, because you love to put the slipper into the Gold Coast Titans, has Tommy Tate, I know the borders are reopened now, are they still shut for you? Are you allowed into the Gold Coast yet?
Can I tell you something with 100% sincerity?
Yes.
When we finish the show today, I'm jumping on a plane to the Goldie.
Are you?
I'll be at Sage Restaurant in Broadbeach, Tom. If you want to come and see me there, mate, I will shout you a schnitzel. And if you've got anything to say, say it.
Catch me if you can.
Exactly.
I reckon he might bounce you straight back on the next plane. Well, he'll put a mask on you, frog march you straight to Coolangatta.
Yeah.
send you back to the Little Bay compound, return to sender.
That's the whole thing, isn't it, though, getting in and out without getting stuck there.
Yeah,
he closes the borders that many times.
No, it has. It's been a challenging last 12 months for everybody. Now, on a serious note, in relation to Cameron, it just all seems to be aligning. There is, if he is going to play, it appears as though the Gold Coast Titans is the most likely home. I understand where Joey Johns is coming from, and I got to say, I agree with his sentiment. It's going to be strange if Cameron runs out for the Gold Coast. Flip side of that is, wow, the Titans are all of a sudden title contenders. And I know I can speak for Paul Kent and Gordon Tallis. We're going to delight in giving it to you over the course of the entire season.
Well, look, if you're going to give it to me, I'm going to give it back to you. So I wasn't going to say this, but I will. I mean, he's had 400-plus games at the Melbourne Storm, and now he's going to play for the Gold Coast Titans. Isn't that a little bit like trading in your Bentley for a Daihatsu?
I've got two words for you.
Yep.
Tom Brady.
Okay.
How do you like that? Go and put that in your pipe at Little Bay.
Yeah.
Put the slippers on. Rock back in the rocking chair.
I hope you're
get
right.
Get Miss Portugal to get you a cup of tea.
Yeah.
Oh, look, and I just chew on that for a little bit.
Because you know what they say. When the
Again, why do you persist? What is it with you? It's like your pet thing, your pet love, that you have to put the slipper into the Gold Coast Titans. The players have come on. Yep. And put plenty on your chin. We had Jai Arrow on the program earlier this year. He's obviously now signed with your bunnies, but he delighted in. Oh, Maroon, how's the tackle travelling?
Yeah, well, look
after the SCC.
It's not my pet hate. It's my absolute passion. It's my absolute passion.
Putting the slipper
to make
the Gold Coast
clowns
Titans
accountable. I mean, they won five games
Don't
in a row.
Don't talk about clowns, mate. If you want to talk about clowns, you need to have a good look in the mirror, mate. You're the one who makes these foolish bets.
They won five games in a row.
Correct.
And Tom Tate wanted to have a public holiday up there on the Gold Coast. They haven't worked all year anyway. This is what Mark Geyer, the Prime Minister of Penrith, had to say about Cameron Smith on the rush hour.
I think it's time the Storm is up. They've gone on with life after Cam Smith. But I don't know. I've got an inkling that if the Titans come out of the blocks in a pretty solid way, I've got a pretty tight feeling that he wants to be part of that.
So this is another perspective. He's saying that if the Titans come out of the block and win a couple of games, then Cameron Smith jumps on board.
Yeah, and we should point out the wild panther, the Prime Minister of Penrith, the great MG. His brother, Matt, his son, Cole, Cameron Smith is his godfather. So there is a 6 degrees of separation family connection there. Look, as the days go by, Maroon, I just get the feeling as though it is more and more of a genuine possibility. Mm. There's some big talk that Cameron wants to play on. He still feels as though he's got unfinished business. And he can set a benchmark that in all likelihood will probably never be broken again in terms of the number of games played. If he cracks out another season and even possibly another one after that, you'd have to think not too many players are ever going to get anywhere near that. But there's also a theory that, you know, perhaps he might be under some pressure on the home front that maybe, other people want him to retire.
Okay, that's interesting.
And you know all about pressure on the home front.
Oh, don't worry about
that. Because Miss Portugal really wears the pants and runs a very tight ship.
She's got some massive first world problems. If we had a half an hour and I had the guts, I'd tell you all about it. here's to the Gold Coast Titans. Five games in a row to finish last season. And the other thing for you Titans fans, what about this? They're going into a brand new season with the same coach as they finished last season.
Yeah,
well, that's another great thing.
David Fifita.
Yeah.
And
isn't he injured already?
Fasua Malaawi. Couple of little fingernail chips, nothing serious.
Yeah.
They'll both be fine for the start of the season.
My prediction, they will finish in the minuses, just like they do every year.
No, get off the fence. Where are they going to finish?
Mate, I don't think they'll finish in the eight.
Right.
You know, just think this is, you know.
Awesome. We're going to get this audio out nice and early in the year. Once Sunday Sin Bin comes back, we'll be revisiting this.
Okay,
soon.
I'm just going to say, I'm not going to make any bets that I didn't make anyway, like last year.
No, just give us a bold prediction. The Gold Coast won't make the eight.
They
That's
won't
your
make
prediction.
The eight. Ninth, tenth, somewhere around that, you know. And you guys will say, oh, geez, they did well this year. Look, I tell you what, we'll take a break and we'll talk about a club that will do good this year. The Panthers coming up next. We're going to put them up on the hoist here on the Triple M NRL Summer Session.
Triple M Summer Session. Thanks to Brighton's lawyers. They commit, protect and succeed. Triple M Summer Session. Thanks to Brighton's lawyers. They commit, protect and succeed.
Triple M's NRL Summer Session. Looking at rugby league before the season starts with James Hooper and Maroon. Welcome to our final show of the preseason, because, of course, we're going to get back into the business end of really get stuck into it over next week. We've got the NRL All-Stars Charity Shield, and then pretty much we're back. A time to put another NRL club under the microscope. This time Panthers, who did so well, only lost two games all year. One of them, unfortunately, though, Hoops being the grand final.
Yeah, no, it was a tough biscuit for the army of Penrith supporters. I'll tell you what, it was a hell of a ride last year. Like when they went on that hot streak, The former Nathan Cleary, Jerome Luai was a revelation. Their forward pack, unsung a lot of the time, but did a tremendous job. I reckon the big pickup for Penrith last year and the buy of the season was Appy Coruscant. Mm. Such a quality dummy half. I'd even go as far. I think if he starts this year the way that he played last season, I'd say he'll probably usurp Damien Cook as the New South Wales dummy half.
Oh, that's a massive thing to say, Hoops.
Yeah, well, that's how good this bloke is. Mm. Like, honestly, his guile out of dummy half, he brings his, not only brings his forwards onto the ball, but his creativity, the way he can scheme, he is rock solid in defence. He has so many different layers to his game that I just think he gives you great variety. Like Damien, he hasn't got the acceleration, the blistering acceleration of Cookie out of dummy half, but he's probably got a bit more creativity, Appy. So I reckon if he stays injury-free, he is absolutely critical for the Penrith Panthers. The big loss for the Panthers for mine, Josh Mansell's a big loss. Like he was such a senior member of that team, and I know that all the young blokes really looked up to him. He's a good person. He's a great team player. I was surprised that they went down that road, but they've obviously got a great procession of young talent and they needed to find a pathway for Charlie Staines. The other equally big loss, I think, is Trent Barrett. So Trent only returned to the Panthers last year as an assistant coach. I think a lot of their attack and the success of their attack, you look at their attack from 2019, It was pedestrian. It was awful. A lot of people had them, you know, doing great things that year and they never really got warm until midway through the season. And then they just ended up missing the eight. But I think Trent deserves a lot of credit for the Panthers' attack last season, and I do think that they will miss him this year. Andrew Webster comes in. He gets an opportunity as one of the new Penrith assistants. Cameron Seraldo's still out there. He's a damn good assistant as well. Strong mail around, actually, that Cronulla have already bumped him and suggested that he might get a crack in a head coaching capacity down the track with the Sharks. But in terms of the Panthers roster otherwise, it's still a very strong roster, Anthony. Give us a look at what have they got in terms of gains and losses.
Well, in gains, I mean, they haven't like brought anyone in of huge note. Matty Eisenhuth, I think he was a Panthers junior.
He was, and then he went to the Tigers, and then he went back to Penrith.
Rob Jennings, Paul Momorowski, Jamin Salmon, Scott Sorensen from the Sharks.
They're all decent, handy, you know, like good quality NRL depth style of players.
But they let a lot of players like that go. Like Farre's gone to Catalans. Zane Tedovano, also UK Super League. You mentioned Josh Mansour, Dane Laurie, Jack Hetherington.
Yeah.
Were you surprised that they let him go?
Yeah, I was. Yeah, look, he's nice and mad, Jack. The challenge for Jack is he's just got to learn the tempo. He's got to learn the balance of when to be a firecracker front row forward. Out of the Paul Harrigan, Steve Roach, Mark Carroll style of a mode and when to utilise and just tone down his aggression just slightly. We saw him get a crack with the Warriors last season and played some terrific football for them. They had such great depth in that position, Penrith, and I think they needed to make a call because the young gun forward, who I think is going to absolutely set fire to Penrith's pack this season, is Spencer Lemieux. He is a prop forward out of their junior system. He's a Mount Druitt product. He's got a real hard edge about him, big motor, late footwork at the line, nice and robust, soft hands for a big bloke, so can ball play as well. I reckon Spencer's really going to take off this year. So that was basically why they had to make the hard call around Jack. But then the fact that they've also let Zane Tedovano go, he was unsung yet, really influential for the Panthers last season. Just provided great leadership, a real senior figure, grand final experience with the Roosters. He'll be missed. James Fisher-Harris is one of the best forwards in the competition.
Billy Kickow.
Yeah. It's a strong pack.
Yo.
It's a decent pack. It's a decent pack. So,
Do you think they're going to go one step better this year?
No.
No?
I think they'll be strong, but I reckon last year they surprised a lot of sides. Nobody really had them winning the competition last year. This year now they've got to cope with the pressure of they're no longer flying under the radar, to borrow one of Desi Hasler's favourite. They're now out loud and proud, and they're the hunted. Everybody knows they're in the grand final last year. And it's going to be game on for them every week.
All right. Well, the Panthers fans, good luck for your season 2021. All-Stars, Charity Shield, then we get underway and you'll get all those games right here on the Triple M Network. Triple M's NRL Summer Session brought to us by...
Bryden's Lawyers, Anthony, they always commit.
Protect and succeed. So give them a call on 1-800-848-848 if you need legal advice. More to come on the Triple M NRL Summer Session.
Mate, you and some of your mates, fair dinkum, over the years, you've kept Bryden's in business.
Oh, we've got an account with them. We've got an account.
Rocket Industries.
Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.